It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week five of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week number six. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week six, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. Dustin, we're going to pick up kind of where we left off in quarter number one because we are going to look at our breakout candidates on the offensive side of the ball. We had a little bit of a discussion about John Dunmore, not with the program right now. So that it was already a wide open position at a wide receiver. So that's where I want to start for breakout candidates because, let's face it, there has to be someone who breaks out there, right? Just by default.
It seems to be mathematically impossible to play eight or nine games and not have a guy emerge from that group because everybody is in a position where that's the only way they can go. You know, everybody's getting certain opportunities for the first time. So it's just a matter of who you believe that's going to be.
I'm looking at it, Dustin, as you could classify the breakout candidates at that position in two ways. There are the veterans, Cam Sullivan Brown, Daniel George. There's the newcomers, the true freshmen, Keandre Lambert-Smith, Parker Washington. And then, TJ Jones, you could put him into either group, the veteran group or the freshman group. Where do you go? Who do you think are the guys most likely to break out?
Well, I'm looking at Daniel George and TJ Jones, and I like TJ Jones. I know, Daniel George has worked for this opportunity he's getting, and I think he can do some really good things. But TJ Jones, you know, I'm relying on high school game film. And I remember looking at his game film and thinking, this does not look like a three-star player. And what I really like about him that should fit this offense and what they're going to look to get done early in the year is his run after catch looks like a real strong suit. You know, he looks like a running back with the ball in his hand. He's a pretty thick kid. I think there's going to be some chances for him to take short passes and kind of work his magic in that part of his game. So, I really do think that the way Penn State's passing game is going to have to start the year, I'm just not buying that it's going to be 100% crisp right out of the gates. I think they're going to need some of the situations where the wide receiver is doing a lot of the work to cover some of that ground. And I think TJ Jones, to me, is the best of that group in that area.
I'm kind of like your typical fan. I like the shiny new objects, which means in this case, the true freshman. And there's been so much smoke about Keandre Lambert and Parker Washington. I just suspect they're going to get their chance. They're going to get a shot. And one of them is going to do something special and become that guy who's going to step up. We've seen it before. Remember seeing KJ Hamler for the first time. I know he sat out a redshirt year, probably partially because of injury. But I just suspect we're going to see one of those youngsters, at least one of them, step up. And I think also what you talked about, that ability to do something with the ball, that yards after catch, we're going to see something from them. Another topic we hit on a little bit in quarter number one was the tight end position. There's another place where the number two tight end is going to be someone stepping up, a potential breakout guy, right?
Yeah, it has to be done. And you know, Pat Freiermuth is going to, you know, he's going to dominate snaps from that position. I don't know what it's going to look like and how frequently they're going to be. They're going to run two tight ends out on the field at any given time. Although, you know, I do think, you know, this is going to be an offense that runs the ball to set up the pass and not the other way around. So I think with that in mind, maybe we will see some more two tight end sets. And it's really, you know, Zach Kuntz is going to get that first crack at it. I've been on the record before saying I think Theo Johnson's going to emerge there, and I'm going to stick with that. But I'm starting, you know, I am buying the Zach Kuntz hype. I don't think you're going to see these guys be asked to do too much, though. I don't think you're going to see jaw-dropping production from either one of these guys or Brenton Strange. I think they're going to jump in. You know, remember, look back at how Nick Bowers was used. Him being a veteran guy, they asked him, you know, he made a couple timely plays in the passing game, but he was a role guy. And I think, you know, it's going to be tough to say breakout for either of these tight ends, because I don't think they're going to be used quite like that. But I'm a big fan of both of their games. I still think Zach Kuntz is the number two tight end week one, but I do think Theo Johnson is going to emerge. I'm sticking with that prediction over the course of the season.
I'm so enamored with the size of Zach Kuntz, 6'7". I just believe that there's got to be ways to make use of that, create a mismatch. And I just picture him at 6'7" and someone, a defensive back who's 5'10", trying to cover him. And when you put that picture in, that's such a huge mismatch.
Yeah, and think about what else he had. Like, I think 6'7", very good body control. You know, he's athletic enough to be able to control that body, which is no easy feat. There's a lot of limbs and stuff going on there. He was also a hurdling champion in high school. So you put all that together, you can see him, you know, whether those are jump balls, whether he's on a smaller safety or a linebacker, he is a mismatch waiting to happen. I definitely agree with that.
That's the way I look at it, and I'll be curious to see if Kirk Shirakis is as enamored as I am and think, okay, there's a way to take advantage of this. Let's go to the offensive line, and again, as a preview, we're going to be doing a deeper dive into the offensive line in next segment, Dustin, but are there breakout candidates there for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, not only do they have five pretty established starter types along the line, they've got guys who are at varying levels of readiness behind them. And I think one guy that we've talked about a bunch that could kind of force this deal is Caden Wallace, who is listed as the number two at right tackle. It did come out, you know, Mark Brennan from Fight On State did kind of report on Will Fry's taking reps at guard, and, you know, Penn State does want to cross train. They do want some flexibility, some versatility that you do have to kind of build in contingency plans for, you know, if injuries happen and that kind of thing. But I also think that Caden Wallace is kind of forcing this flexibility to happen because he seems to be ready. You know, and at 6'5", 335 pounds, he is very well put together for that size. I think you're going to see situations where he forces his way onto the field. And that's not a knock on Will Fries. I think Will Fries, he's made 33 starts. He's reliable and trustworthy. He does have, you know, kind of a cap on his ceiling, though, at right tackle, where Caden Wallace doesn't seem to have much of a cap on his upside. I think there's a lot of it to be had there. Penn State is going to have to make opportunities happen to get him on the field. I don't think this is a situation, Jim, where Caden Wallace becomes your starter at right tackle and Will Fries loses his job or anything like that, but they're going to have to get creative here, kind of like the way they got creative with Miranda and Thorpe last year. I think Wallace demands that.
The other part to that, Dustin, is you have five positions there on the offensive line to just assume every starter is going to stay healthy throughout the season is just not realistic. Okay. You're hopeful, but not necessarily going to be the case. And if you have the ability to move Will Fries from tackle to guard, that means whether an injury at tackle or at guard, you can get Caden Wallace into the starting lineup. The other guy I want to mention on the offensive line is just Juice Scruggs. Just his personal story, the serious auto accident a couple years back. I'm not sure how much of a breakout candidate he will be, but I hope he gets a chance and is 100% healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, I agree. And the victory here isn't that Juice Scruggs is going to be a definitive impact player in 2020 because Michael Mennett's going to gobble up, you know, as long as he's healthy, all those snaps there. But the victory, I think, is that you can now plan around having Juice Scruggs. You know, it hadn't been that way for a while. So for him to come all the way back and be at a place where he can be penciled in as part of this offensive line's future, I don't know that it's a slam dunk that he's definitely your starting center in 2021 because Mike Miranda seems like maybe he's a guy who could bump inside. They're going to have some options there. There's going to be a competition, but he is a guy who's going to factor into this team's plans. And, you know, for that, you just got to be happy for the kid, you know, more than anything, to get back to this place where he's just life is back to normal and he's a football player again.
All right. That leaves us with quarterback and running back. Is there a potential breakout candidate anywhere there, Dusty?
Well, I think you could have Devin Ford because, you know, Devin Ford, if he fulfills his upside, he's a breakout guy. You know, you're not sure how all this is going to shake out and how the pecking order is going to be and how much work the number two and number three running backs are going to get with Journey Brown, presumably. You know, in some ways he could be considered a breakout candidate, just like Sean Clifford could be considered a breakout candidate if they have monster seasons. I think Journey Brown's going to have a monster season. I don't think you can say for sure that Noah Kane is going to be ahead of Devin Ford on that depth chart all the way through the season. Devin Ford's got some exciting ability. It differs a little bit with Journey Brown. Journey Brown really does a lot of good work between the tackles, can get to that second level. Same with Noah Kane, where Devin Ford, I think, can terrorize you on the edges of the defense. They've got some different guys they can mix and match, but Devin Ford, I think he would be my breakout guy of those two positions.
That's a good choice. You know I'm a big Devin Ford fan. The last one is Will Levis. Will they use him on short yardage situations? I'm not sure that makes him a breakout candidate, but I would like to see that. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. Dustin, we're going to do a deeper dive into that offensive line.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and get in on all the football action. Use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.